Riverdale 101.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy B-Dell. If you're new to this channel, hit the like button, hit the share button, hit that subscribe button, hit that notification bell. But today I'm going to be breaking down the historical radicalization of the Canaanite bloodline that's connected to eschatology, which corresponds to genetical self-preservation, eugenics, trafficking, political subjugation, and metaphysics, right? So with all that being said, the purpose of this video is to show people the true esoteric inception points of the Canaanite bloodline and the Black nobility, whose predecessors are the cherubim, who are the 200 draconian fallen angels, who are known as the Khazarian Mafia, right? So, ladies and gentlemen, get those notes out. It's a lot of information we're going to cover tonight. It's a lot of information. I don't even know where we're going to start at. But what you got to understand is that the Book of Enoch was written in 161 BC, right? And it's basically telling you the inception points of the Canaanite bloodline on how the Nephilim, or the 200 fallen angels, the draconian race, they came down and made it with the daughters of men. And the daughters of men is the Canaanite bloodline. We're going to break that down, right? So first, what you got to understand is when you look at this, when you look at the sealed portion of the final statement of the priesthood, it tells you about Lucifer and his followers began a considerable success with some species of animals, right? Who possess bodies like bodies of Adam and Eve, basically. So Lucifer permitted the laws of heaven and began to interbreed with certain species of with other species until they formed an animal that was very much onto like the bodies that were created for Adam and Eve, right? So now when you look at this, Lucifer began to possess the bodies of these animals, where you get your physical devil, who you call Shaitan, right? And Shaitan means to be wicked and recessive, right? So this is all connected to the genetical splicing that took place. So now when you're talking about his name is Esau, he's European in America. So I need you to understand something. Not all Europeans are connected to the Canaanite bloodline. Now, the great majority of them are Nordics, who are part of Ashtar Command, who are the Pleiadians, and you got some of them who are also Flugarides, who are part of the genetical splicing program that took place on the island of Patmos. So now, what you got to understand is that Esau, the Edomite, is also in symbiotic connection with the Canaanite bloodline, because there's 11 different bloodlines of the Canaanite. So when you go to Genesis 25:25, it tells you the fallen angels, the wicked, evil ones, create the fixed position reality, the materialistic third dimension. They created it for the wild man, who is the Caucasian or the Gentile, or you consider the Europeans, right? And it tells you that it first came out red all over like the hairy garment. And you're talking about the wild man, because the wild man, when you go look at this right here, it says the wild man of the woods, who's basically inhabited Europe. And they were considered and to be depicted and covered in hair, right? And his name is Esau, the Edomite, which is part of the cursed bloodline of Canaanites. So this is where we get into the mythology of Yaqub. Depending on what side of history that you're following on, a lot of people say that Yaqub is actually Yahweh. because it's talking about he is the father of the Canaanite race. Because it's basically talking about he was a big head scientist that basically genetically spliced a certain demographic of people on the island of Patmos or the island of Pelion, depending on what side of history that you looking at. Because he is the one who started the eugenics humanoid gravitation experiment process, right? Where he took the black gene and he broke it all the way down to the pale gene, basically, right? Which was the inception point of the Canaanite nations, right? So this is why you got to look at this right here, because the Canaanite is not only subjected to your so-called Europeans, because you have black Canaanites, because they were the first Canaanite that were genetically spliced into existence, where you get your inception point of your so-called black nobility, right? We're going to break it down today. So when you go to Dr. York's publication, The Secret Societies Unmasked, it talks about the 11 sons of Canaan are the Sidonites, the Hittites, the Jebusites, who are your so-called Jews, the Amorites, the Girgashites, the Hivites, the Arkites, the Sinites, the Arkavites, the Zimmerites, and the Hamathites, right? And all these bloodlines is all connected to the fact that, you know, they are the ones that's running this this fake demonstrative government that is being, you know, controlling humanity in a form of subjugation. So when you look at this right here, the Amorites are a branch of the Canaanites, and the Canaanites are the main branches of the Nephilim who came down, right? So that's all connected to this chart right here. Because, like I said, when you go to the beginning of what I was talking about on the first slide, it says that Lucifer interbred with a certain species, and that species is your Canaanite, because when the Nephilim came down, they made it with the Hamorites, the Amorites, the Edomites, the Canaanites, because that is the Nephilim that was cast down from Riphren, who was also known as Kronos. That is basically equated to Kratos, Krasi, Chronology, Democracy, the shadow government that controls the Khazarian Mafia, the Ashkenazi Jews, and the Rothschilds, and all the royal families. And we're talking about the popes of Rome, the black nobility, and things of that nature. So when the Nephilim came down, they made it with the daughters of men, because when Lucifer was casted out, that is one third of the galaxy that went against the order of Anu. So when they went against the order of Anu, they was casted down, right? And when they was casted down, that's when they genetically spliced a certain demographic of people on the planet and then inbred it, the devil energy inside of these Canaanites, right? Which is why everything in the system is actually inverted. Everything in the system goes against nature, and it goes against righteousness, right? So this, what you're looking at, is a esoteric hierarchy chart. And it's telling you basically the story of how the Nephilim, when they came down, they interbreeded, you know what I'm saying? They went to many different interdimensional portals to get to this planet. And when they was casted down, they was casted down to the Demiurge. The Demiurge is basically the third dimension, right? Which is a lower form of reality. So when they came down, they basically made it with the daughters of men, who are the Canaanite. And the Canaanites is what created this false demonstrative government that we live in right now. They created the Jesuit order. They created, you know what I'm saying, these pharaohs. They created these emperors and the Council of 13 and the Vatican and things of that nature. Because the Canaanite is actually connected to Baal worship and cannibalism, which is also connected to the Hyksos. The Hyksos dynasty, when they infiltrated Kemet, because Egypt, a lot of people don't know that Egypt is actually a Greek word, right? So the Hyksos, when they came in, that's when you had the pharaohs, where they taught them polytheistic religions, right? So this is basically your inception points of the Romans, the Khazars, the Vatican, the Judaism, the Knights of Templars, which is also connected to all the Jesuits and the Bavarian Illuminati, the Masonic groups and things of that nature. So this is basically the inception points of how, you know, everything started to take place. When you're talking about, I don't know what happened there. It kind of paused on me. But that is basically your inception points when it's talking about how Lucifer, who is Yahweh, who is Enlil, was casted down and interbred with the daughters of men, who is the Canaanite, right? Because after he genetically spliced them, Yaqub, because like I said, depending on what side of history you're on, Yaqub is the one who genetically spliced the Canaanites into existence through eugenics and humanoid gravitation experiments, right? And he basically gave them the edification on how to subjugate the seeds of Enki, right? Because that's why Yaqub said, I will create a people that will rule over you for 6,000 years, right? Rule over the seeds of Enki. So that's why we under subjugation on a political level, on a physical level, and at a spiritual level, right? Because these beings that Yaqub created, these beings are the ones who are running the corporate system of the government, the seeds of Canaan, right? So that's why, like I said, when the Nephilim came down, they put the devilish energy inside these beings. They got the energy of Lucifer, right? So like I said, they are comprised of the Sidonites, the Hittites, the Jebusites, the Amorites, and the Girgashites, right? And they were the ones who were cursed with leprosy because leprosy is a vampiric disease. We're going to get into that, right? So like I said, this is, you got to get this book right here, and it's talking about the Khazarian Khanate. And it's basically like the modern day Ukraine used to be called the Khazarian. And the Khazarian Mafia is where Ukraine is at today, where the great majority of these Canaanites are at, right? Now I need you to understand something. There's a diametrical difference between the seeds of Enki and the seeds of Enlil. The seeds of Enki are actually your so-called Negroes, right? Your Blacks, Puerto Ricans, Latinos. But your seeds of Enlil is basically comprised of the Egyptians, who are basically your Hyksos, and your Ethiopians, the Labians, and your Canaanites, and other demographics of the Canaanites, the 11 bloodlines of them, which is comprised of your 13 bloodlines of your Illuminati. Those are the seeds of Enlil. Those are the diametrical differences between the bloodlines and between the two, right? So I need you to understand that. So now, when Yaqub, he genetically spliced these beings into existence, the great majority of them were cursed with leprosy, right? And leprosy is basically a vampiric disease, right? It's a vampiric disease, which is a form of a weakness. It's a genetical weakness, and lepers suffer from Nosvartu curse. And Nosvartu is basically an emulation of Dracula or a vampire, right? We're gonna get into that, because when you go to the Order of St. Martin, Nosvartu is a clan of vampires. So leprosy is a form of a vampiric disease, because you got to understand that when they were genetically spliced into existence in the island of Pelion, when you're talking about the Caucasus Mountains and things of that nature, when they was put inside the Caucasus Mountains, the solar transmission of the sun was basically breaking down the genetical structure of the Canaanite to where they started to develop leprosy sores. That's why they had to hide in the caves. That's where you get the term a man is a dog's best friend, because the dog used to lick the Canaanite, his leprosy sores. The Canaanite, there's, you know what I'm saying, there's a symbiotic connection to that, right? So with that being said, that's telling you that Nosvartu is a vampire. It's a clan of vampires. So these, the vampiric disease that was created by the Canaanite, I mean, that was created by the Nephilim, because when the Nephilim interbred it, because the Nephilim, what you got to understand is that the Nephilim are actually Draconians, right? They're basically humanoid Draconians that came down and was casted to this planet and made it with the Canaanite. So the Canaanite has the vampiric disease, which is called lepers, right? Matter of fact, I got a video I can show you. So this is when you're talking about leprosy, right? When you're talking about the vampiric disease, this is an emulation of a kid, because what you got to understand is that the great majority of the Canaanite bloodline is not only subjected to the European, A lot of them are your so-called Arabs. A lot of them are, you know, your $5 Indians, your Mongoloids and things of that nature. That is not only subjected to the European race.
Your thoughts and your views on what you're witnessing right now. I read some of the comments, and they stated things such as, "This is Nephilim. This is a Nephilim. Come back. Walk in the face of this planet."
So, like I said, that is what the original Canaanites, how they used to look when they was inside the caves, because they got cursed with leprosy, right? That was a vampiric disease. So, like I said, when you go to the Order of Martin Sin, I mean, Sir Martin is telling you about the Nars Vartu clan of vampires, right? Which is a form of lepers. Because like I said, leprosy is a Nars Vartu curse, the Canaanite curse, right? So that is Nars Vartu, is a vampire. You know, there's a lot of old silent movies that used to come out with, you know, back in the early 1900s. But the original vampires actually look like this right here, who is Blackula, right? They actually look like this. And these are basically inception points of the Blackamoors, who took you out of your sovereign capacity on a mental and spiritual level, right? So that's why when you understand that the Pope is the viscerer of all religions, the Pope is supposed to be the viscerer of all the religions, from Catholicism, Judaism, Islam. Why is the Pope bound down? And I need you to understand something, that when you understand the color spectrum of purple, purple is a Babylonian color that was facilitated by the Phoenicians. And the Phoenician, in the word Greek and Phoenician means purple. So those are basically Babylonian principles that they're following, because the kings of Babylon are actually being facilitated by Black nobility, draconian overlords, right? Which is why the Pope is bowing down, right? So it's not a coincidence that when you're looking at this right here, you see the Indo-European basically politicking with the Black nobility, draconians, right? So it's not a coincidence that you see statues like this over in Switzerland, which is the Black nobility seal that you're looking at right now. Because a lot of these Black nobility archons were draconians that came down and made it with the daughters of men. Because I told you, when you're talking about the genetic splicing aspect of everything, what you got to understand is that you got to break down the Black gene to get the recessive gene. So the first devil was the Black Canaanite, right? Because the first beings that came down, they were actually your so-called Blacks, because they were casted down, your Saturnians. Because remember when Norman Burgum, he said verbatim that he seen on planet Saturn, he seen 7 to 9 foot Blacks hopping off a spaceship, right? And some of those, like I said, and what you got to understand is that Saturn is a fallen planet, because Saturn is Satan, right? So that is your veneration of the three-dimensional paradigm that we're living in when you're talking about the Saturn Moon matrix and things of that nature. So like I said, the Saturnians were actually your fallen angels, and your fallen angels create the Black nobility, who basically controls your Canaanite on a lower level. So like I said, that's not a coincidence that you see Yakub politicking with a Black nobility Moor, with a Black Moor, right? Because Yakub, he is the one who gave the edification to the Moor to give the Canaanite to rule over us for 6,000 years. But the 6,000 years is up in 2024. I told you, you get a 1813 Freemasonic Apocryphal Bible. It tells you that the year of 2023 is actually 5,999. The year of 2024 is the year 6,000. The 6,000 is up, 6,000 years is up in 2024, right? And this is, you know, Yakub giving them, giving the Black nobility more the edification of trichnology. And what is the trichnology based on? It is based on Admiralty Law, right? And it's based on Admiralty Law, which is basically under the five evil principles of religion, politics, economics, socialism, genetically modified foods in the pharmaceutical industry, which is being controlled by world leaders, United States presidents, and things of that nature. So this system in itself was created by the black nobility, and they gave the edification to the Canaanite. I told you, when you go to El's Holy Angel, Revelation 17:17, the evil reptilian gave power to the beast. Who was the beast? Is the Canaanite. Who is the evil reptilian? Your black nobility, draconian archons. So like I said, it's not a coincidence that you see the Canaanite, the Pope, kissing the feet of these black nobility, shape-shifting black nobility archons who are basically controlling everything behind the scenes. So the European is basically a front man, right? So like I said, you see the Yaku giving the edification to the black nobility more, the sellout. So like I said, this is where you see it right here. You know what I'm saying? There's a ritual that they do in Freemasonry called riding the goat. And riding the goat is how you rise to higher states of knowledge when you're talking about ruling over a certain demographic of people. So right behind them, you got the black nobility Moors, right? So now I need you to understand something. Lilith is also some of the, she is also part of the process of the demonic energy on the planet when you're talking about the vampiric curse of leprosy, because she was a draconian. She was half, she was black. She was like a black nobility Canaanite draconian. So that's not a coincidence that when you look at the movie, it's freezing up on me. When you look at the movie, what's that movie? What's this movie called? Vampire in Brooklyn. Vampire in Brooklyn. See, these are basically direct emulations of the illustrations that was in Dr. Malachi Z. York's books. Not a coincidence, right? Because like I said, the vampiric disease in itself was created by the black nobility who gave the power to the beast. So this is why you got to understand that the great majority of Europeans, they cannot be in the sun just like a vampire, right? So now I need you to understand something. There's a reason why this is able to take place when you're talking about the Canaanite bloodline. It says right here verbatim that the Maryland surgeon successfully transplant pig heart into a 50-year-old man's body, right? Because the pig is basically the fourth seed of the Canaanite, which is the Girgashite. Because the Girgashite, what you got to understand is that the Canaanite is basically a cursed seed. The cursed seed, meaning that you're not supposed to be procreating on this planet because you're basically comprised of the demonic energy from the Nephilim, right? So what does it say through Levitical law when you understand the dynamics of pigs, when you go through biblical context? It says that in the Leviticus 11:7 is that the pig is unclean. When you go to Deuteronomy 14:8, it said it's basically a carcass, which is equated to carcass, meaning that you're genetically dead. So when you're eating a pig, when you're eating pork, you're basically eating a Canaanite. You're eating a human, right? So the pig is an unclean, cursed animal, right? So it's not a coincidence that you're able to take a pig heart and put it inside, you know what I'm saying, anybody who's connected to the Canaanite bloodline, right? Because they are a cursed seed, and the pig is a cursed animal, right? So you got the planet being ran by people who are cursed because they're basically a part of the genetical grafting process. Their genetics is equated to a pig because a pig has 98% of Canaanite DNA, which is a fact, right? Now, what you got to understand is that when you break down the 1180 strong concordance, Bali is equated to Baal. So they're basically one and the same. When you understand the symbology of the tetragrammaton, right? So when you understand the words of etymology, Enlil, Baal, Yahweh, Zeus are basically one and the same. It depends on what side of history that you're looking on. So that's not a coincidence that the Canaanite, they always have to give sacrifices to Baal or sacrifices to Enlil. And the reason they got to give those sacrifices is to have world dominion on the planet and to have genetical self-preservation to carry out these agendas, right? Because they have to make a sacrifice to keep this three-dimensional illusion going through politics, through government, through media, through entertainment and things of that nature, right? So like I said, it's not a coincidence they make their sacrifice. Everything has to do with children. All the things they do as far as their sacrifices and things of that nature, it has to do with children, right? So back to what I was saying, depending on what side of history you're on, Yaqub is actually the god of the Hyksos, who was also the Canaanite. So because when you go to their publications, when you understand the mythology of it, a lot of their books says the god of Yaqub, who was actually basically Jacob of the Bible, right? So that's who the Israelites, they give their veneration to, right? So it's not a coincidence that when you look at this right here, you look at the Khazarian Tamga, it's also a sigil of Moloch, because the sigil of Moloch is the sigil of Lucifer, who is the fallen angel who came down and made it with the daughters of men, who are basically your Khazarians, and your Khazarians are your Ukrainians, right? This is all working in symbiotic connection. You got to look at the symbolism, because symbolism is going to be their downfall. So when you understand the symbolism in itself, you'll be able to decipher who's who and what's what. I don't know why my computer keeps freezing up. But, so like I said, since you understand that the Canaanite is a cursed bloodline, they have cursed genetics because they made it with Lucifer and the 200 fallen angels, who was Enlil or Yahweh or Baal, depending on the mythology. So when the Canaanite made it with the dark, when the 200 fallen angels made it with the daughters of men, they have a cursed genetical structure. They have 6 ether genetical properties, meaning that they're genetically recessive to the solar transmission that's encapsulated inside of the dome that we're living in right now. So since they are cursed, right, this is why the great majority of them have to basically subject themselves to human trafficking, right? That's why, you know, the jurisdiction of the Amatory law, maritime law, commerce, sea traders, merchants are actually traffickers, right? When you go to Nahum 3:4, because of the multitude of whoredoms and well-favored, this is basically talking about illegal commerce on behalf of Satan, right? And you're talking about the usurpation process of the feminine energy to create a harlot energy. And now that's why the great majority of everything on the planet is based on witchcraft. And the witchcraft in itself is connected to the seller of nations, the seller of people, and the seller of war through human trafficking, right? Which is basically subjected to the high-ranking officials, esteemed businessmen in America, right? So like I said, it's not a coincidence that politicians and your merchants are basically one and the same as traffickers, right? And I'm going to show you some videos about human trafficking.
Trend in Ohio, children disappearing in record numbers. According to the Ohio Attorney General's office, more than 1,000 children have been reported missing so far this year, with a large number of the...
Well, today we're going to be talking about... So, it's not a coincidence. And then you got another one talking about trafficking, human trafficking, right? Because like I said, when you don't have the genetical structure and the carbonated body, you know what I'm saying, that connects you with the Most High, that means you are cursed. And when you are cursed, you have to feed off the divinity of people who are connected to the seeds of Enki.
Are here now. There are 1,833 of them that have been living underground between 100 and 200 miles beneath the surface. They've been here, some of them have been here a long, long time. They have lifespans that are thousands of years. They are carnivorous. They are not friendly to mankind. These the ones that are here.
Are they carnivorous? They eat humans?
Yes. And they need to be, they won't eat a dead human. It has to be alive at the time of the kill. They're present children.
This is truly the case. It would explain where a good portion of the missing children go and how so many children vanish each year without a cause.
You know, and we've been told, people say, well, you better not talk about the reptilians. Well, you know, why not? According to the Andromedans, they're responsible for 31,712 children in the last 25 years from the United States. They're not saying anything about it because people don't want to hear it. That's tough. You know, Westchester County, in the last 5 years, 3,000 children in the Westchester County, New York, have vanished without a trace. Where are they going? Why are we allowing this to happen? Why should people stay in denial about it?
Now, how are they able to do it? How are they able to come up out of the scoop from underground?
Pulling systems everywhere. They're being helped by the grave, and also there are groups within the higher echelon that are actually helping them acquire this.
So human beings are and giving them to the grays and drinking them to the alpha draconians. They're coming back here now.
So like I said, it's not a coincidence that, like I said, when you understand the mythology of, you know, the Canaanite, they have to make sacrifices to Baal. That's why most of these children come up missing. Not only they just, you know, hold on. I got a matter of fact, I got a publication for it. So it's not a coincidence that Africa, that it says the African children trafficked to UK for blood rituals. Right? So it's not a coincidence all that stuff starts to take place. It says some 9,000 children have gone missing in Uganda over the past 4 years, according to U.S. report. And like I said, they're being used for blood rituals because this is all connected to the reptilian energy, what he's talking about, because these 200 fallen angels are actually Alpha Draconian, Black Nobility, Draconian reptilians, right? So these reptilians are responsible for child and human trafficking, adrenochrome, blood sacrifices, torture, rape, blood drinking, blood banks, organ donating, abortions, PPH, wars, poverty, disease, cloning, Satanism, and things of that nature. That is basically what's, you know, these rituals are the things that's basically keeping the illusion going. So that's why the Canaanite, the cursed seed, has to show their veneration to these Black Nobility Draconian Archons. They have to do that. So it's not a coincidence that the Biden family, they have been convicted of 459 crimes, which is based on 140 business crimes, 191 sex crimes, 128 drug crimes, all while in office, right? Which is consist of money laundering, human trafficking, spying and infiltration. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is all connected to, you know, human trafficking. Like I said, this is why all those kids in Ohio are basically missing. You know what I'm saying? 300,000, 800,000 kids come up missing on time every year. That's because, you know, nothing's getting done about it because it's being done at the highest level of government. And the highest level of government is being controlled by the Canaanite. I told you, the evil reptilian gave power to the beast. And the beast is the one who controls the political infrastructure that subjugates humanity under a demonstrative government, which is a de facto corporation, right? And a corporation in itself is being ran by trafficking, right? So it's like I said, new mystery as nearly 50 school children go missing in Cleveland this month. So it tells you right here, you know, that over 219 arrested in human trafficking operation, including Florida teacher and Disney employees. This is a real thing that's taking place, right? So this is why, you know what I'm saying, the great majority of people in Hollywood are connected to sexual rituals. You know what I'm saying? In order to make it to the top, to where you're making, basically an abundant amount of money, where you're making all types of, you know, millions of dollars, billions of dollars and things of that nature, you got to do, you know, sexual degradation, sexual gratification. You got to do all types of stuff to these children. You got to be a sexual predator. Because it says right here, the Jewish sexual predators was an intention in the Israel's Declaration of Independence proclaimed to the country, things of that nature. So this right here is showing you a map of the registered sex offenders in Israel. So that's why the great majority of them, well, like I said, why Hollywood's alleged sex predators are moving to Israel. Because the Israelites, the ones that claim to be the so-called Jews who are the Jebusites are a branch of the Canaanite, and the Canaanite is the cursed seed who got their edification from the Draconian reptilian, right? So these Canaanites are actually hybrids. So that's why everything is connected to Hollywood. That's why they have to go through a principle of a Freemasonic order that's connected to the vow of silence. And the vow of silence meaning that you got to be silent about these things that actually take place in order to get to the top, in order to get to the top of the financial pyramid, right? You want to be a millionaire? Go sacrifice these kids. You know what I'm saying? You want to be a millionaire? You got to mess with these kids that are underage and things of that nature, right? So like I said, the great majority of people in Hollywood are actually Canaanite, right? So it's not a coincidence that it's connected to this video.
I'm kind of freaking out right now because I went on the dark web and of course I'm safe, but I've leaked the classified information I wasn't supposed to. So you guys all remember how back in the late 2000s, you realized back in the 50s how the electricity was getting super advanced, like the electronics were getting super advanced. Well, in the 1947, it was the Roswell, New Mexico.
I need you to understand something. The basis of this video is basically him talking about how the Canaanite bloodline, the people who run this governmental system, they basically trade in the divinity of so-called indigenous people for technology. That's what he's basically talking about.
Before crash, well, they uncovered two flying saucers. There was a total of 27 bodies from the classified report on the dark web, and all of them were dead. There was females, there was children, ETs, and everything. There was 5 survivors of ETs, extraterrestrials. There was there's one female ET, and there was and one boy. The female one had 12 toes, 12 fingers, and I have the classified video, and it has big gash marks in its leg from the crash. And I shouldn't have stole this stuff, but I did. We need to know, and it's not right. And I gotta keep this quiet because I don't know what's gonna happen to me if I keep talking about this, but so the peak of the electronic era was in the 50s, and the crash of the most famous crash site was in 1947, as you know, Roswell, New Mexico, the UFO crash. Back in the 50s, President Eisenhower signed a treaty with an extraterrestrial civilization, and it was the ones that crashed into the UFO Roswell, New Mexico crash site. You may ask, how do I know this? How am I fucking correct, and why, if I'm crazy, I might be crazy from what I read. You would be too. I got on Tor browser, got on VPN, everything, got on government classified files. I paid Bitcoin for them, and yeah, I did some stuff I'm not too proud of. I broke a fucking federal offense, but they're hiding fucking stuff, and they're killing people. They're those kids that go missing, all the children that go missing are not kidnappings. I mean, small portion maybe, but from the classified files I read, there's a base in New Mexico, or Dulce, New Mexico, and it's underground. It spans 2 miles wide and 2 miles down. You may think that's impossible. They're studying on humans down there. I'm not fucking joking, okay? I'm going crazy right now. I just read, like, hundreds of pages of classified information, and they're studying on humans that they abduct, and they're certain blood type, obviously, and most of them are either Native American or Hispanic. They're either darker skinned, and I hate to say that because I have a black girlfriend. You may think I'm kind of racist. I'm not. That's fucking, it's weird. I don't know why, but there was a treaty that Eisenhower signed that said in the classified documents that the extraterrestrials that survived at Roswell said, if we can have 150,000 of your people, then you can have advanced technology from us. The peak of the technology era was in the 1950s. That's like freaking Eisenhower's era. So this classified information I was reading on the dark web, there's a lot of fake stuff on the dark web, like fake classified information, but this stuff was too fucking real. This stuff I shouldn't have fucking seen. And there was fucking, I have so much proof of we're underground bunker locations that stretches to this place called Roswell, New Mexico, to Dulce, to Los Alamos, to Montana, to like hundreds of different areas. They're all underground and they're testing on people. I don't fucking know what. I seen some very fucking weird pictures I shouldn't have seen. I seen pictures of kids being tested on with people in hazmat suits in bunkers. I seen gas chambers. I don't know if they were flaming chambers or gas. I couldn't tell. But from what I know is most of the people that are going missing is indigenous. And you guys know that the government does nothing about it, right? Coincident or not, is my classified shit I found on the dark web true? I mean, think about it. Bob Lazar, because I'm a huge UFO guy, so that's why I find the information. Bob Lazar was saying back in the 80s that he worked at Area 51. Everybody thought he was a joke, but we didn't know what Area 51 is because we didn't know what it was. We wouldn't have knew what Area 51 was if it wasn't for him. Well, I got the fucking chills because he's the one that was saying that the UFOs, the extraterrestrial aircrafts have a crystal in the back of them, like a big crystal. And that's how they run, is off crystals. You may think I'm fucking whack, but I don't believe in that old fucking crystal shit, like that energy crystal shit, but I have no choice to now because I've seen some fucking photos I can't unsee, man. Look at that. I have chills on every single spot of my body. We have came in contact with extraterrestrials since 1947. And we're still in contact with them right now.
When he's basically talking about those extraterrestrials are basically your so-called Nephilim. And your Nephilim, that's why a lot of these sacrifices had to be made because these Canaanites, they guys basically got to take these kids and give them to these Draconian Black Nobility Archons in order to have the men, in order to have technology, in order to keep this three-dimensional illusion going. That is the sacrifice that they got to make to Moloch, who is Baal, who is Yahweh, who is Enlil.
Around in Dulce, New Mexico, they are cloning people. They are injecting kids, mostly darker skinned kids, Black, Hispanic, Puerto Rican, like darker ascent people, and they are injecting them with different chemicals to see what would happen. And you see some fucking photos I can't unsee, man. Look at that. I have chills on every single spot of my body. We have came in contact with extraterrestrials since.
But yeah, that's pretty much the gist of that video, right? So it's not a coincidence that, like I said, when you go to this chart, when you go to the esoteric hierarchy chart, like I said, the Nephilim came down. These are extraterrestrials. That's why the Canaanites, when you're talking about the Hittites, the Edomites, the Canaanites, the Khazarians, the popes of Rome, they got to make a sacrifice to the Nephilim, who are draconian. These are extraterrestrials. They came down because they fell from grace because they went against the order of Anu. That's one third of the galaxy that went against the order of Anu, right? So this is all connected to, like I said, Baal is basically one and the same with Moloch, and Moloch is actually Dagon. Dagon and Enlil and Yahweh are basically comprised of the same energy, right? So like I said, that's why everything is based on Saturn worship. Saturn worship is based on the star of Renfren. The star of Renfren basically creates the limitations of space and time and restrictions through a fictitious law and order that's under the cube of Saturn that keeps you mentally, physically, and spiritually boxed into the system under the god of Kronos, which is chronology, meaning that you're trapped in time. So when you're trapped in time, this is why, you know, these Canaanites, these Levites, these Archons or whatever, they got to make a sacrifice to them. They got to make a sacrifice to the Archons, right? So that's why it tells you right here that the great majority of Archons, I mean, not the great majority of Canaanites, they have to make a sacrifice of a firstborn. So that's why you see a great majority of celebrities or whatever, the a lot of their first children, they end up dying. They end up sacrificing them, right? So like I said, this is all connected, right? The star of Renfren is El, and El is Saturn. The Saturn, which is Kronos, and Kronos is Kratos, and Krasi is democracy. So this is where you get your concept of a deep state shadow government. And the deep state shadow government is the Canaanite bloodline that is doing the bidding of black nobility. So that's why you see Kronos eating the child. They doing sacrifices to Baal. Baal is Enlil, Yahweh, according to the Tetragrammaton, right? So the Star of David is not actually the Star of David. It's actually the Star of Renfren belonging to Moloch, who is Satan, which is basically the veneration of the Saturn Moon Matrix, right? The hexahedron cube, right? Which keeps you in a Metatronic overlay, right? So like I said, all these corporations that you're looking at, black nobility, Zionism, this is all connected to trafficking, human trafficking. They have to keep their power on the planet, and these secret orders and these secret societies is comprised of, you know, the stock market, big banks, international banks, right? The Bilderberg Group, you know, the Vatican Bank. This is why it's all, everything is connected to the government system, right? Which is connected to the Octagon Group. Octagon Group is comprised of the Balkans, the Khazarian Mafia, the Nazi regime, the Knights of Malta. You know what I'm saying? This is basically your hierarchical order that's connected to the three, the alphabetical groups. The three alphabetical groups, when you're talking about the CIA, the World Economic Forum, the International Monetary Funding System, the IHS, this is all connected. And all these secret societies and these organizations are basically cover-ups for human trafficking to sacrifice these kids to the archons to have the three-dimensional matrix illusion to have it keep it going. Right? So this is all connected to a technocrat system, right? So like I said, all this stuff is basically connected to the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, which is facilitated by a technocrat system. And a technocrat system, meaning that they want to merge humans with cybernetics. Why they want to merge human with cybernetics? Because the Canaanite, they don't have the genetical frequency to survive the ship. So they got to use AI technology, artificial intelligence, to basically have dominion over the planet. Because when the planet is going through a sun cycle, the sun cycle dematerializes everything in technology, right? So that's why, like I said, they try to save face on this planet. Right. So it's not a coincidence that all that stuff's you know, that's taking place as far as like trafficking and things of that nature. So like I said, that's why the great majority of celebrities, they gotta use that cover up, because these celebrities are basically pawns for the deep state shadow government, right? Already go through that. Yep. So there's this book that you gotta get. There's this book you gotta get called The Curse of Canaan. Right? And I'm gonna show you some. It's an audio book. That's the only thing I can get out of it, because I couldn't get the publication. You might be able to find it on Amazon, but I'm gonna show you some of these, you know, these clips from the audio book that I found talking about the curse of Canaan.
They brought these obscene practices into every land which they entered. Not only did they bring their demonic cult to Egypt, but known by their later name, the Phoenicians, as they were called after 1200 BC.
I need to understand something. Egypt is a Greek term. Egypt was controlled by Hyksos. They weren't controlled by the Nubians. The Nubians are the ones who control ancient Kemet. So there's a diametrical difference between ancient Kemet and Egypt. We're not Egyptians. Egyptians are the ones that was basically infiltrated ancient Kemet and stole everything. And that is your Canaanite bloodline.
came the demonizers of civilization through successive epochs, being known in medieval history as the Venetians, who destroyed the great Byzantine Christian civilization, and later as the Black Nobility, which infiltrated the nations of Europe and gradually assumed power through trickery, revolution, and financial legerdemain. The reputation of Canaan is to be found in many ancient records, although its foul history has been carefully expunged from even more of the historic archives and libraries. In 1225 BC, the pharaoh Merneptah, who, because of his victories in the Canaanite region, was known as Binder of Geza, set up a stele to commemorate his successes. Among the inscriptions placed thereon was this: "Plundered is the Canaan, with every evil, all lands are united and pacified." This inscription did not mean that Merneptah had used every evil to plunder the Canaan. It meant that he had in his sojourn there encountered every evil practiced by this notorious tribe. Ham had four sons: Cush, who founded the land of Ethiopia, Mizraim, who...
All right, that's one part. That's basically just giving you a simplistic breakdown of what's taking place, of who the Canaanite is, right? I'm going to show you another clip. So you got to get this book, The Curse of Canaan.
"Son of man, make known to Jerusalem her abominations. Your origin and your birth are of the land of Canaan. Considering the frequency of references to Canaanites in the Bible, it is surprising that religious leaders rarely make any mention of them. In fact, many of the wealthier religious leaders today are actively in league with the Canaanites, enabling them to garner millions of dollars in contributions from gullible Christians. Certainly the barbaric practices of the Canaanites were never secret, nor were they unknown in ancient times, as evidenced by the number of references available. Psalms 106-37-38, they sacrificed their sons and daughters to the demon. They poured out innocent blood, the blood of their sons and daughters, whom they sacrificed to the idols of Canaan. Because of this well-documented record of their fiendish practices, God issued numerous orders that other tribes should not intermarry with this people. Isaac passed on one..."
But see, the great majority of people have interbreeded with these people, right? So like I said, the Hyksos was comprised of, you know, mulattoes. When you're talking about mixed people or whatever, I'm not against, you know what I'm saying, interracial dating and things of that nature. But like I said, it depending on what bloodline you come from. Not all Europeans are Canaanites. Some of them are Pflugerites. Some of them are Pleiadians, right? But like I said, you have Canaanites that basically interbred with a lot of the Pflugerites, right? So it's kind of hard to see the diametrical difference between who's who and what's what. So like I said, all Europeans are not Canaanites. Most of the Canaanites are comprised of your 13 bloodlines of your Illuminati. So that's why I got a lot of, you know, for the European followers that follow me, y'all got to stop thinking that y'all like these people. Y'all are nothing like these people. Two different bloodlines. They are the cursed seed, right? But like I said, through imperialism and colonization, a lot of them infiltrated your bloodline to where you know what I'm saying, you start to think that you just like these people because y'all comprised of the same genetical structure. Y'all might look the same on a perceptual level, but when it comes to bloodline, y'all not the same as these people, because the Canaanite are the ones that was cursed. They are cursed. They are cursed with lepers. They got the vampiric disease from the Nephilim, who are draconians, your Black Nobility vampires.
Just took place. The prohibition against mingling with the demon-worshipping Canaanites remained one of God's strongest commands. God said, "So shall we be separated, I and all of thy people, from all the people that are upon the face of the earth." Exodus chapter 3 verse 16. God characterized the Canaanites thusly, "And I will make them a terror and an evil for all the kingdoms of the earth," referring to the diaspora as a reproach and a proverb, "a taunt and a curse on all places where I shall scatter them." Jeremiah chapter 24 verse 9. Thus we see the Canaanites, newly named the Phoenicians, dispersing along all of the trade routes and avenues.
Another thing about, you know, Phoenician is not actually a demographic of people. Phoenician comes from the word phonetics, which was a language that was spoken by the Babylonians. Well, Babylonians are actually Canaanites. I need you to understand that.
"Commerce throughout the earth. As God prophesied, they spread corruption, terror, and devastation wherever he scattered them. later known as the Venetians, they dominated the avenues of commerce. When they settled inland, they specialized as merchants and later as bankers, at last comprising a group now loosely known as the Black Nobility, which holds seemingly irresistible power today. God further warned his people against the dispersed Kenites. Deuteronomy chapter 7 verses 2 to 5, thou shalt smite them, lilt, utterly destroy them, thou shalt make no covenant with Ihum, such as the League of Nations or the United Nations Ed, nor show mercy unto them. Neither shalt thou make Lih one ridge with them, thy daughter thou shalt not give unto his son, nor his daughter shalt thou take unto thy son. For Jehovah will turn away thy son from following.
You see what I'm saying? They are the cursed seed, because I told you, when Lucifer was casted down, what you got to understand is that the casting in itself, what you got to understand is that they are basically nomads. That basically means that the Canaanite doesn't have a homeland. You know what I'm saying? You can call yourself a Nordic, but Nordic means north. It's not actually, you know, connected to Normandy and things of that nature. These people are nomads, meaning that they don't have a homeland. Because Saturn is another nomenclature title for the land of Nod. The land of Nod is meaning that you are a nomad. You don't have a homeland. This homeland in itself, the birthrights, the people who belong to this planet are the seeds of Enki. So Enlil, like I said, when you break down the etymology of his name, it means Lord of Earth. En means Lord. When you break down Enki, En, Ki. Ki means Kai. Kai means planet Earth, meaning that he's the Lord of Earth. He's not, you know what I'm saying? The Lord, the people who are connected to the seeds of Enki are actually connected to this land by birthright, who are your so-called indigenous people, right? We're going to get into that. I got some publications I want to for you guys, some documents, but I'm going to play this next video.
In rites of human sacrifice and cannibalism, in which the torture and murder of small children
were feasted. That's how you know that cannibalism in itself is connected to Baal worship, Canaanite, right? Because the Canaanite, like I said, when you understand the genetical frequency of the Edomite, it's basically a Caucasian, Caucasus, in the Caucasus Mountains. Because the Caucasus Mountains, they didn't have no sun, so that's why they was in the caves eating meat. So cannibalism in itself comes from the Canaanite cursed seed. So like I said, as far as an indigenous person, you don't have the genetical structure to break down certain meats inside your body, right? So when you're not able to break down certain meats, that creates enzymes of cancer, right? Because we don't produce enough amino acids to break down meat, right? We're going to get into that.
To consolidate their power over the people, the priests of the Canaanites claimed that all firstborn children were owed to their demon gods and they were given over for sacrifice. This lewd and barbaric practice was noted in Isaiah chapter 57 verses 3 to 5, but you draw near hither, sons of the sorceress, offspring of the adulterer and the harlot. Of whom are you making sport? Against whom make ye a wide mouth and draw out the tongue? Are ye not children of transgression, a seed of falsehood? Inflaming yourself with idols under every green tree, slaying the children in the valleys under the cleft of the rocks? Thus Isaiah inveighed not only against the obscene expressions of the blood-maddened orgiasts, their salacious grimaces, but also their now.
So like the purpose of these videos I'm showing you that's connected to this book, you got to understand the inception points of what happened. If you don't understand what happened in the past, you don't understand who the enemy is in the future. That's why a lot of you know what I'm saying? Y'all don't, I'm going to break it down the further we get to through this video. I got to show you these videos first.
Resef, the god of the plague, Deva, god of pestilence, and the god of the underworld, Mot, from Mavet, the Hebrew word for death. Despite their prominence as destructive influences in the ancient world, the Canaanites and their demon god Baal seldom appear in the authoritative works on the ancient Near East. Gaston Maspero's Great History of Egypt, The Dawn of Civilization, published in 1894 and republished in 1968, does not mention either Baal or Canaan. H.R. Hall's Ancient History of the Near East does not mention Shem or Canaan in the index. Baal has a single mention. How much of this is due to the deliberate falsification and destruction of historical records by the Egyptian priesthood cannot be ascertained, but the results are obvious. Another contributing factor is the sudden disappearance of the names Canaan and Canaanites from all historical records after 1200 BC. How did this come about? It was very simple. They merely changed their name. Chambers' Encyclopedia notes that after 1200 BC, the name of Canaanites vanished from history. They changed their name to Phoenician, thus the most notorious and most hated people on earth received a new lease on life. The barbaric Canaanites had disappeared. The more civilized Phoenicians, seemingly harmless merchant folk, took their place. Having obtained a monopoly on purple dye, which was highly prized throughout the ancient world, the Canaanites advertised their control over this product by calling themselves Phoenicians, from Phoenicia, Phoenicia, the Greek word for purple. From the outset of their history, the Phoenician Canaanites always...
The Greek word for purple is Phoenician, right? That's connected to this. If I can find it. Purple is a royal color for the black nobility, because it means that you're a hybrid. It's comprised of the red and the blue blood. Red and blue makes purple, I think. Is it? I think red and blue makes purple. But that's, like I said, that's why you'll see some politician, they wearing a red tie. That means that they're 100% Canaanite. But all Canaanites don't have, you know what I'm saying, like, depending on what branch of Canaanite, because I remember there's different, because Canaan had 11 sons. So it depends on what branch of Canaanite that you're coming from. If you were, you see a person wearing a blue tie, like I said, they're basically, a purple tie means that you're a hybrid, a Draconian. Red blood and blue bloods. Red and blue together makes purple. Right? So red and blue makes purple. It has a royal bloodline. Black nobility Draconian bloodline. Because like I said, Phoenician in the word Greek means purple. Right?
Deer or fortress. Their most important colony, which soon became a rival to Rome itself, was Carthage, which they established about 900 BC. The name derived from Hebrew, Kart Hadshat, or New City. The Phoenicians often named their cities with the prefix of New. During the 5th century,
So like I said, places like New York City, because New York City is an energy center for the Canaanites, for admiralty law, maritime law. So that, like I said, that's not a coincidence that water, you had that... those floods that was taking place over in New York City. It's not a coincidence. Not a coincidence at all. Right? Hold on. Well, why ain't this working? Hold on, guys. All right. Now, remember I was telling you that the evil reptilian gave Bible to the beast, and the power is comprised of the five evil laws of religion, political system, economic socialism, the food industry, and the pharmaceutical industry that is galvanized by world leaders and United States presidents that put you under a policy, right? Which is connected to the 1724 Black Christian Codes, which is comprised of policies and ordinances, right? And those policies and ordinances is connected to the right hand and the left hand, which is comprised of politics and socialism. So all that stuff in itself is connected to the fact that Esau is Edom, and Edom is the Edomite, and the Edomite is the Canaanite. So this is connected to all the generations when you understand Genesis 36:1. Right, which means genealogy of Isis. So Esau is an anagram for the word seed, right? So seed is connected to the single European act, which is the European nations, which is Gomer, and Gomer is the Caucasian in America, which is Esau, right? So that's how Esau, the Edomite, the Canaanite, is controlling everything from a governmental level. El's Holy Angel, Revelation 17:17, the evil reptilian gave power to the beast. Yaqub, I will create a people that will have dominion over you for 6,000 years. When he's talking about the 6,000 years, he is talking about the single European nation under the Acts, right? Which is comprised of the European community under the European Union and the security policy enforcers, right? So this is, like I said, this is how they have dominion and subjugation over you. through the fictitious law, a demonstrative government, a de facto government, right? So the European Union is the right hand political system, and the feet is the economic system, and the left hand is the union, right? Which is basically located primarily in Europe. So this is when you're talking about the single market and the standardized system of laws, fictitious laws at that, right? So this what, you know, this is why they created the artificial dead person under admiralty law, right? Meaning that you're artificially dead because you don't have a nationality, because it says right here, as a vessel. What is a vessel? A vessel is a person. A person has a persona, and a persona, a person is a citizen under admiralty law because they don't have jurisdiction over themselves, right? So like I said, when you go to the Black's Law Dictionary, 1891, the vessel, right? A vessel was a ship, right? And its purpose is based on commerce, right? And the commerce in itself, it tells you right here in the U.S. Code 9, vessel of the United States, defined vessels of the United States, meaning that they're basically citizens, right? Citizens of a territory, meaning that your possession under the United States Corporation. So what you're looking at right here, when you go back, because I told you, the Canaanite, when Yaqub said, I'll create a people that will rule over you for 6,000 years, you're looking at this Black nobility, Draconian Canaanite. He is basically going to give the edification and the technology of the laws and ordinances on how to galvanize everything under maritime law, because it was all being created by Yaqub. So this Moor, this Blackamoor, the sellout, the one who looks like you, he is the one who gave the power to the beast. The beast is the Canaanite. He gave them the power. He gave them the power of technology through political system, through the government, through everything that's connected to a form of black magic and spell casting, right? That is what's taking place. Because the Moors are the ones who understood law intuitively, the indigenous ones, right? So that's why all this stuff is connected to the maritime jurisdiction of the United States defined, right? Meaning that a vessel is a citizen, right? So this is all connected to admiralty law, which is basically the Castle 2K Bay Act of 166.6, right? Meaning that the deceases of the person is beyond sea or absent of themselves. Meaning that they're basically humanoid real estate. Humanoid real estate, you a citizen. No nationality, no nothing. Right? So when you don't have a nationality, right? This is why the five, you know, Canaanite cities of America are basically connected to the fact it's basically an energy center. You got DC, New York, Chicago, Boston, and Los Angeles, right? And these are basically the five cities that are basically connected to the Big Dipper star constellation, because who controls those five cities controls the world, right? So you got, and these cities are operated by the descendants of Canaan, who are basically merchants and traders, admiralty law, maritime rulers, who are the sons of Ham, right? So like I said, this is all connected to the calamities in the fall. It says, woe to the bloody city. So it's telling you right here in Nahum 3:1 that Washington is going to be the bloody city that's basically going to fall eventually. We're going to talk about the fall at the end of this video. So like I said, damn. Where else it keeps going? So now, it tells you that the DC merchants, politicians, and traffickers It's all connected to the Canaanite bloodline, who are known as your so-called Phoenician, which is actually not basically Phoenician. They're basically Canaanites. So everything as far as like maritime law, amity law, commerce, sea traders is all connected to merchants. And merchants are politicians who do sellers of nations, sellers of people, and sellers of war, who are traffickers, right? So these are your high-ranking Freemasons, your high-ranking political figures, your high-ranking city council members, your high-ranking congressmen, members, Senate, and things of that nature, right? Because everything that's taking place on the planet is being done at the house level of government. So the Phoenicians to become notable merchants and traders and colonizers, right? Because they basically are one and the same with the Canaanite. Right? So, and everything is based on illegal commerce, right? And illegal commerce in itself, I told you, is based on sellers of nations and people, which is under admiralty law, right? Which is maritime law. Because what you got to understand is that the obelisk is basically a watermark for the energy centers of the cities that's being controlled by the Canaanite bloodline, which is basically connected to the Vesis Pisces, right? Extracted from the fish god Dagon, right? So, with that being said, this is under ecclesiastical law, which is a canon law, and the canon law meaning that the church and the state is not separate. So, like I said, it's connected to the veneration of Dagon, because all laws are corporate internal codes, meaning it's basically a commercial law, because a commercial law is basically connected to commerce, basically, right? So this is all this stuff is basically connected. So ecclesiastical law is what puts you out of your sovereign capacity, because you're under their jurisdiction. No national law can become legitimate except consent of the Pope, right? So you're under ecclesiastical law. The church and the state is not separate, which is why they show their veneration to Dagon. Dagon, depending upon the mythology, Dagon is actually Enlil. Enlil is Yahweh. Yahweh is Baal, and Baal is Moloch. It's one and the same. So they show their veneration to the god Dagon, right? Through ecclesiastical law, maritime law. You're under water law because it's being galvanized by the popes of Rome, the Vatican popes of Rome, which is basically a Babylonian hat that is being facilitated by Canaanites. Right? So like I said, Dagon, Baal, Moloch, Enlil, Yahweh, same entity. The same entity. So that's why everything as far as like child trafficking and things of that nature, it's all connected to the Vatican. A lot of these cardinals and these popes, the great majority of them are molesters. They traffickers. Right? So, with that being said, this is all connected to your politicians. Your politicians and your favorite celebrities, right? This is why you got people like Sexy Red. Like, matter of fact, this is off topic. Speaking of Sexy Red, you had everybody believing that that thing was pink, but that thing was brown. And he had a spit to start it up. So, quit the false advertisement. So this is why she, you know what I'm saying, she's talking about she want to, they use people like Sexy Red, and they use her to propagate, you know, the political system, you know what I'm saying? And this is when, out of nowhere, in 48 hours after she showed her veneration for Donald Trump, she had an unauthorized sex tape that dropped on social media. So this is why you see the great majority of Black rappers, Black entertainers, basically endorse the Democratic Party, right? Because I told you, democracy, when you look at the suffix of the word, krasi, is equated to Kratos, who was Kronos, who was Renfren, the god of Saturn, right? So they show their veneration to the god of Saturn. So that's why the great majority of these celebrities, they always got to make a sacrifice, a blood sacrifice. They got to go through a humiliation ritual, just like Sexy Red did, that weak sex tape that she put out. This is why they got to do the stuff they do. This is why they got to be down with the get down. This is why they got to, you know, traffic children and things of that nature. This is why they got to keep it on the hush hush. This is why they got to have a vow of silence, which is a Freemasonic ritual, So it's not a coincidence that, you know what I'm saying, all this stuff is connected to the people who are in the political system, all the people who are part of the fraternal order, the people who are propagating sororities and fraternities, all those people are sellouts too. Maccabees 4:15, they ignore the honor of their followers and sought after the glory of the Greeks most of all, right? Because I told you the Greeks are actually a branch of the Canaanite system. So when you show a veneration to the fraternal order, that connects you right back to the Canaanite system. Because remember, in order to get inside these fraternities and things of that nature, what you got to do, you got to make a sacrifice. You got to make a sacrifice, meaning that you got to sacrifice your morals. You got to sacrifice your morals, vows, and principles in order to be a part of these organizations. You sold out, right? So this is why you got celebrities like this idiot right here showing a veneration for the Democratic order.
So please go to vote.gov, register to vote. Remind all their friends and family that their vote is their voice, and it makes a difference.
Vote.gov. Get there right away. Stop playing.
That's
right. You go to like crack a barrel wall because we gotta stop at the Denny's. You know, you got a tour. Are you out here for me?
These idiots don't even know that they're showing veneration to the Canaanite bloodline, the cursed seed. So that's why I said, if you don't understand history, you don't understand the mythology of the religion, because history and the mythology of the religion works in symbiotic connection. If you don't know one, you don't know the other. So a lot of people don't understand who the enemy is because they don't understand the inception point of where the Canaanite came from. Because I told you, the inception point of the Canaanite and the kingdom of the Canaanite was galvanized by Lucifer. Lucifer interbred it with a certain species. That species is a Canaanite. That is when you're talking about the evil reptilian gave power to the beast. He created the Canaanite. And like I said, some people, according to the mythology, a lot of people think that Lucifer or Enlil or Yahweh is the same thing, is the same person as Yaku. It depends on the mythology of what you're looking at, right? But when you look at certain stuff, you know what I'm saying? When you're talking about the genetical grafting, because he is actually the father of the Canaanite race. So in some shape or form, it's actually kind of connected. But these idiots don't know that they're following, you know what I'm saying, the Canaanite system that's being facilitated by the archons in the higher dimensions. Right. I already went through this. Now, this is why we have in everything that's connected to the rumors of wars and everything that's taking place. Because, like I said, this is all being facilitated by Canaanites. So what you got to understand is that Joe Biden, he gave $6 billion to Iran and then turned around and gave, I think he gave like $27 million to Israel or something like that. So he's basically funding both sides of the war. So when you understand the history of the European nations, they always fund both sides of the war. You got to get the book, The Art of War. It tells you in that book, they fund both sides of the war in order to galvanize control over the people under a Hegelian dialectic principle, right? So the prime minister declares that the country is at war after Hamas launches surprise attack. So Israel is at war, right? So I need you to understand something. That the Khazarians are Rothschilds. The Khazarians are basically one of the same with the Khazarian mafia, who are the Ukrainians, and the Ukrainians are the Canaanite. This empire goes all the way back to 100 and 1200 AD, and they owned and operated all of the other mafias, which are small secret societies, Freemasonic groups, right? and they're trying to run to Israel for refuge. Like I said, everybody in Hollywood is going to Israel. That's where the great majority of all the sex traffickers and stuff is at. None will be found because the people are not going to accept them as Jews. They are basically desperate for respite. Right? So, like I said, the Khazarian kingdom is encompassed what is now Ukraine and parts of Eastern Europe. The Rothschilds, who are Nephilim hosts and the Khazarian mafia, gained a foothold in the nations across the earth since the mid-1700s. When you're talking about the inception point of the Federal Reserve System, people are not dealing with the ancient, people don't know that we're dealing with an ancient power. So the city of Jerusalem eventually will utterly be obliterated unless the Khazarian mafia surrenders, according to the Gnostic Illuminati source. The destruction of that city is needed to put out an end of the messianic delusions of the end quote of Benjamin Fulford. So like I said, this was the beginning points of everything that's taking place right now when you're talking about the Foreign Office letter that was written to Lord Rothschild, when it's talking about the facilitation process of the non-Jewish communities in Palestine and the rights of the political status of the Jews of any other country, facilitated by your so-called Jews who are actually Canaanites, which is created by the Zionist Confederation. So it's not a coincidence that this Freemasonic person named Albert Pike, he was talking about a third world war that was going to be taking place. The only reason they're able to basically create these so-called prophecies because they basically usurped us the tablets of destiny. And the tablets of destiny basically tells you about what's going to be taking place in the future. Now it tells you that the third world war must be fermented by taking advantage of differences caused by the agitator of the Illuminati between the political Zionists and the leaders of Islamic world. That's actually taking place right now, right? And the war must be conducted in such a way that Islam, the Muslim Abrahamic world, and the political Zionism in the state of Israel mutually destroy each other, right? So like I said, this is all connected to the fact that then were the citizens obliged to defend themselves against the world minority revolutionaries will exterminate the destroyers of civilization and the multitude of disillusion with Christianity and whose Dacietic spirits will from the moment of encompass. None of that stuff is important. But he's basically telling you right here that all this stuff is going to be taking place and it's happening right now. So like I said, they fund both sides of the war. The democratic, liberalistic citizens of the, you know what I'm saying, that's being controlled by Joe Biden, the Democrats, they gave and approved $75 million to the to Palestine. And he also gave $6 billion to Iran, right? So he's funding both sides of the war. So it's not a coincidence that the attack started on October 6th, which was basically exactly 9 years and 11 months from the South Park episode called Ginger Cow, when it's talking about the war with Israel and Palestine. So it's not a coincidence. So everything, when you're talking about 9/11 is a mirror flip. 11/9 is basically the same thing. So it's basically 911 or 119 is basically a Freemasonic number. It's a Canaanite number, right? So, hold on, let me get my, I thought I had it, the other part. It's not even in here. Oh no, I can't find it. But what you gotta understand is that what you're looking at this chart, everything is operated in a place of atonement. And the Day of Atonement is the Day of Judgment. And the Day of Judgment is basically being galvanized by the scales of Libra. So everything in Libra, that's why the great majority of all the stock market crashes happen in when? October. Happened in October 19th, 1925. or 1929, right? So like I said, the same thing that's actually taking place is basically a direct emulation of the birth chart of what took place in the coordinates back in 1929 when you're talking about the stock market crashing, right? Because Lamu, Mars, is a deity of war, and the war in itself is being facilitated by the energy of Libra to put out the Day of Atonement through the scales of justice, right? Which is why we're having that solar eclipse on my birthday on October 14th. So the judgment in itself is connected to that, right? So the judgment in itself is the reason why you got stuff like this going on.
برای حضرات بزرگان آمریکایی روشن کنیم مرگ بر آمریکا یعنی مرگ بر ترامپ و جان بولتون و پومپئو مرگ بر اینا یعنی مرگ بر سردمداران ما مردم آمریکا کاری نداریم مرگ بر آمریکا یعنی مرگ بر شما چند تایی که اون گروهی که دارید اداره میکنید کشورتون رو مراد اینه در این دوره اینان در دوره دیگران دیگران بحث ملت آمریکا است. ثانیاً تا وقتی که دولت آمریکا و رژیم آمریکا همین شرارت، همین دخالت، همین خباثت، همین رذالت رو در اعمال خودش داره، این مرگ بر آمریکا از آن ملت ایران نخواهد افتاد. من توصیه‌ام اینه که به اروپایی‌ها اعتماد نه. در مورد آمریکا من از دو سه سال پیش که این بحث‌های مذاکرات مربوط به هسته‌ای برقرار بود دائما هم خصوصی به مسئولین میگفتم هم در جلسات عمومی در سخنرانی‌ها مکرر گفتم گفتم من اعتمادی ندارم به اینا به اینا اعتماد نکنید به اینا اطمینان به حرفشون به قولشون به امضاشون به لبخندشون اعتماد نکنید اینا مورد اعتماد نیستن اولا بنده این رو
right so like I said this is judgment a lot of this stuff is taking place is judgment because it's the end of the Canaanite system it's the end of the Canaanite and the black nobility rulership
Iranian lawmakers chanting death to America. That is clearly how they feel, or certainly the way that they are expressing themselves. Fred.
So all this stuff is actually taking place, right? Not a coincidence.
Video. And it's a black guy, and he's from another country, and he's holding out this card. And he said, yeah, the UN sent me over here. I'm a soldier for the UN, and they gave me this card. It's got a computer chip in it, like a bank card, you know. But it's got the guy's picture on it, information, number. He's a number. And, you know, he's telling them that he was told, he was given a phone, he was given this card, and he was told to go to a certain city, and get a place to stay and wait. They would get in touch with him through the phone, I guess, mass text message or something, telling where to go when they needed him to do something. But basically, he was free to come into the country and hang out. Now, listen, he's not just going to come live here. If he's a soldier for the UN, he's not going to come live here for 6 months and then pay him $2,200 a month. Okay? Whatever they're planning on doing it within, I would say, the next 90 days to 120 days. But he's going to.
So with that being said, be very meticulous of your surroundings, because when you fund both sides of the war, that is basically the precursor to a false flag operation that's going to be taking place. Right. There's going to be a false flag operation that's going to be taking place in order to compensate the lack thereof. So like I said, the judgment in itself is basically the great day of atonement, the great day of the time of Thoth, the dreadful day, right? When you're talking about your so-called apocalypse, right? So this, a lot of this stuff is going to be taking place in between the years of 2024 and 2027. right? Why is this stuff taking place? Because of all the subjugation that you created with your fictitious laws and things of that nature, all the trafficking and that was created by the European nations that's connected to the Canaanite bloodline, all this stuff, you know what I'm saying? But that's because, you know, this system in itself has reached its verification limit on destruction. It's reached its limit on unrighteous acts. It's reached its limit on, you know, degradation of the indigenous people. So that's why, like I said, that's why the cosmic pendulum in itself has to go through a reset, right? So like I said, it's basically reached its limitations. That's why everything is going to be facilitated by the day of the Lord, who is the true Lord, who is Tahuti, who is Thoth, because America is the land of Tahuti. So meaning that it's going to be the end of the evil spirits and demonic witchcraft and the spell casting that was basically created by your political system and your laws and your ordinances and your regulations to subjugate a certain demographic of people, right? So that's why I'm saying the judgment in itself, the great day of atonement, is when you get your land back, right? Because like I said, by birthright, through the seeds of Enki, Enki means Lord of Earth, right? So the seeds of Enki meaning that you have birthright to the planet. So it tells you right here, the United States versus here's Henry. It tells you verbatim that the geographical landmass of America belongs to the title holders, who are the Moors, who are actually merged, that are connected to the five civilized tribes, the Choctaw, the Wichita, the Yemansi, the Seminole. When you break down the etymology of the word Seminole, it means fugitive slave. The Chickasaw, all these is connected to the five civilized tribes, right? Which was propagated in 1848 on June 6th, right? It tells you right here, like I said, I'll blow it up some more. The Mound Builders of North America, the land of Mu, for more than a million square miles belongs to the Murs, not the Blackamoors, but the Murs, the indigenous Murs who ran Atlantis, right? So it's not a coincidence that everything is taking place when you're talking about the black attorney successfully gets the N-word removed from the dictionary, right? A dark-skinned person of any origin in the United States, usually reference to American Indians. So you're basically a Native American. You're not African. The only reason they're talking about you are African is because they want those reparations, right? They want those reparations because they want to connect this whole mythology in itself, this falsehood and these fallacies saying that we came from Africa so they can get their reparations. We are not Africans. How can you be from a place you can't be deported back to? So with that being said, I can find it. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I got to show you the chart. Because like I said, the inception point of the Canaanite is the Nephilim, who is the fallen angel. And the fallen angel is your Lucifer, who made it with the daughters of men. And the daughters of men is the Canaanite. And the Canaanite created the pharaohs, which was the Hyksos, who infiltrated ancient Kemet and turned it into Egypt. And those pharaohs end up being Romans and Khazars, where they created Judaism and they created the Vatican. That's when they created the Knights of Templars, which is a branch of the KKK, which is connected to the Democratic Order. Because a lot of people don't know that the KKK was created by Democrats, which is a Christian organization. And you go to the G3526 Strong Concordance, Christian means black. So that means that the Vatican, through ecclesiastical law, puts you under subjugation of the Knights of Templars that is controlled by the black nobility. So like I said, all these Freemasonic groups is connected to the Canaanite bloodline. So the Canaanite bloodline is being galvanized by Saturn worship. The Saturn worship in itself is Renfrem. Renfrem is El, and El is Saturn, and Saturn is Satan, which is Kronos, Kratos, Chronology, Krasi, Democracy. So when you showing your veneration to democracy, saying that we need to go vote, we need to get reparations, or you're doing whatever your favorite celebrity want to do, you're showing your veneration to the cube of Saturn that's being galvanized by Canaanites, right? And that's why, like I said, this is all connected to child trafficking. human trafficking, right? So, back to this here. When you go to all the way at the top, you know what I'm saying? I'm giving a small synopsis and a rundown for those coming in. Because, like I said, the inception point of the Canaanite, Lucifer interbreeded with a certain species. That certain species is the Canaanite. The Canaanite are these nations right here. And the Canaanite is comprised of the Sidonites, the Hittites, the Jebusites, the Amorites, the Girgashites, the Hivites, the Arkites, the Sinites, the Ardakavites, and the Zemarites, and the Hethites, right? And those, they were basically created by Yaqub. They were created by Yaqub through a form of eugenics, human gravitation experiments. So he created them on the island of Patmos. And then they got banished to the caves. Because they got banished to the caves because they was cursed with leprosy. Leprosy is a vampiric disease that they got from the Nephilim, right? Right? Because I told you, the Nephilim, Lucifer, when he came down, he interbreeded with a certain demographic of people, a certain species, the Canaanite. The evil reptilian gave power to the beast, right? And when he interbreeded, it created a weakness, a genetical weakness called lepers, suffered from the Nosferatu curse. Nosferatu, who is that? A draconian, a vampire, right? Lepers, which is the Nosferatu clan of vampires. Who is Nosferatu? But the Nosferatu is not actually, he wasn't a pale one. Nosferatu actually looked like this. So these Nephilim, when they came down, they actually looked like these beings right here, right? So it's not a coincidence that you see the Pope, the viceroy of all religion, kissing the feet of the people who are wearing the royal purple, which is a Babylonian color, right? So that's why you see the Canaanites, the Europeans, propagating and politicking with the Black nobility Moors. And the Black nobility Moors, when you look at the Blackamoor, he is holding a seal of Switzerland, right? Which is a Black nobility symbol. So that's why Yaqub, he gave the edification to the Blackamoor to give to the Canaanite to put jurisdiction over the people who are connected to the seas of Enki for 6,000 years, right? So these are the Blackamoors given the edification. They make them ride the goat. Ride the goat is a Freemasonic ritual. They got to go through a ritual to get this knowledge. They got to go through 33 degrees of Freemasonry, right? Jacob's ladder, right? So like I said, a lot of these Black nobility Moors, the Blackamoors, were actually vampires. So it's not a coincidence that Dr. York put out this publication way before this movie came out. So that means that he's seen something, right? Because Lilith was actually a vampire, right? So with all that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I hope this video gave you the clarification that you needed in order to decipher the enemy, to decipher who's who and what's what. Because you got to understand the inception point of the Canaanite was created by Yaqub or Yahweh or whoever, the father of the Canaanite race, right? And they, when the Nephilim came down, that's when they made it with the daughters of men. The daughters of men are the Canaanites. They basically took upon the energetic frequency of the Nephilim. Many that they are a cursed seed because of Nephilim, these Draconians, when they came down, when they was casted out, they went against the one third of the galaxy went against the order of Anu and they got casted out. So when they get casted out, they fell into a lower frequency, the third dimension. So the third dimension in itself is being galvanized by the Saturn Moon matrix. Saturn is L and L is rim frame, right? So what happened was when these fallen angels met up with the daughters of men, that's where the Canaanite got their edification from these Draconians, right? So that, and the edification in itself is being facilitated by admiralty law, maritime law, trafficking, eugenics, and things of that nature, right? And it's all being facilitated by these political groups, the, you know, worldwide governments, United Nations, World Economic Forum, the IMF, the International Monetary Funding System. All this stuff is being controlled by Canaanites. And the, like I said, El's Holy Angel by Dr. York, Revelation 17:17, it tells you the evil reptilian gave power to the beast. The beast is the Canaanite. The evil reptilian is the black nobility, draconian archon. So the purpose of this video is to show people, as we're going through the Great Awakening, to show people the diametrical difference between the seeds of Enki and the seeds of Enlil, to see who is on what side. So the great majority of your black politicians, the great majority of your politicians in general are with, is a Canaanite empire. Your celebrities is following them. Your favorite athletes, right? Your pastors. All this stuff is being galvanized by, you know what I'm saying, the Canaanite bloodline, who is doing the bidding of the black nobility. So with all that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I hope this video gave you clarity. If you have any questions, leave comments, you know, in the comment section. End of transmission.